Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite on the Student to Teacher to Student radio show. What a beautiful, wonderful day it is here in Arizona. However, I'm hoping that wherever you're calling in from, wherever you're listening from, that you're having a beautiful day also. You know, it's interesting how a beautiful day can be interpreted how we want to perceive it. Because sometimes when it's raining, to me, it's a beautiful day. Sometimes when it's sunshiny, it's a beautiful day. So it really just depends on how we internalize the environment around us. And so speaking of environments, we're going to be talking about a continuation of a show that we've been doing off and on with the student-to-teacher-to-student radio show, and that is, do teachers burn out as quickly as students drop out? This is a theme, an underlying theme that we've been working with for some time. Every show has new information, so we're hoping that even though you're looking at a description, unfortunately, that has not been edited for today's show, we have some updates to bring you about not only the dropout situation and how teacher burnout is affected and fear. And we're also going to be talking about how we can drop seeds of love within our educational system. So without further ado, I can't forget this very important thing, listeners. We have some great resources on the GED, which is the test that people take to pass their high school equivalency, okay, the general equivalency examination. And what it does is actually say, do you know what you were supposed to know in high school, okay? And so some people are able to take that test the first time and pass it because the brain is just so marvelously created, thanks to our creator, that information that you receive from grade kindergarten through whenever you dropped out of school, if some of you have dropped out, some of our listeners out there, your brain has already picked up that information and encoded it into your psyche, into your whole being. So that information never really goes away. And so I encourage our listeners to listen for resources this morning. Our switchboard is lighting up. Let's go ahead and find out who's calling in this morning. Good morning. We have a call, and I think I have a California number, a 213 on the air. This is Professor Applewhite. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Can you say hello to us if you'd like? Okay, we're asking you to talk to us. Okay, wait a minute. Here we go. We lost that call from Los Angeles, I believe it was. Okay, good morning, 480-213.
Good morning, Professor Apple.
Oh, good morning. Dorothy Rashid, our resource consultant for White Apple Institute, and good morning to you. Dorothy, please hold on just a moment because we're going to come back to you. We need your help to read the description for the show today, okay?
Okay.
What you want us to talk about, and I've got some new information, okay?
All right.
The switchboard this morning. We've got a couple of more people here. Hello, good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning, 480200.
This is Maria.
Maria Ramirez, always a pleasure to hear from you. Our
good
general
morning.
Our general membership. Good morning. General
good morning.
Director. Yes, yes. All of you who are interested in White Apple Institute and membership, this is going to be the person you're going to talk to. And we also have online, in a few moments, we'll have Tom Baker online, who is also a very big part of the Student Advisory Board, just joining White Apple Institute. And he'll be calling the number in a moment and joining us online. And so, Maria, stay tuned because Tom is going to be on there to join with you, okay? And we got another phone call coming in. It looks like a Las Vegas number. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Hey, Professor Applewhite. Jerry Govan here. How are you this morning?
Jerry Govan, the author of Take the E Out of Ego and Go.
Yeah, we're going. We had a wonderful radio show last night and excited to be on. That was also broadcast through Skype as well, so you could see us in person. That will let you know where that's going to be. Internet beyond that, that was on the radio network.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
We're delighted to be here this morning. Knowing the challenges of being ready for tests, I've even had to go through that in my lifetime. Ha ha.
Yes.
It is something that you have to look and learn about, and we'll share more this morning as you go on.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get our co-host this morning. It looks like our co-host is ready, Mr. Nazim Rashid, calling in here. Good morning.
Good morning, Professor Apple. Nazim Rashid here.
Good morning, Nazim Rashid, a personal development consultant for White Apple Institute. This man that you hear every Saturday is the co-host of the show, and all of you have, with all your writings in and calls in and support, always given great applause to Nazim Rashid's great information that he shares with us about his background, about his book called Reconnecting. Certainly, everyone enjoys that great music that you allow us to share with our listeners to open and close our show, Nazim. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Today, we're going to talk about love, and you have a whole chapter to that, basically, in your book. Okay. We have a few more callers we're going to go ahead and open up for so that everybody's online. We've got about 52 minutes remaining on the show.
What?
We want to make sure that we get a lot of information out to you. Okay. Good morning.
Streaming live.
Yeah, good morning. This is Professor Applewhite.
Oh. Oh, no. I don't have that number.
Yeah, this is Tom with Applewhite Institute.
White Apple
Institute. White Apple Institute.
Right. Wonderful. It's always a pleasure to hear from you. We got a little feedback going on, so maybe we'll work on that in a moment. But it's a pleasure to have you calling in this morning. Okay.
All right, so we're going to start our show. Let's have Dorothy read our description.
Okay.
I can't hear you right now. Good morning.
There's some feedback. There's some feedback from Professor Apple.
Okay. Dorothy, can you read our description?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Breaking up.
Okay, good morning. Can you hear me now?
Morning,
yes,
listeners. I think that everybody's there. There we go.
Oh, we're going to talk about students dropping out because of academic failure and overall lack of support.
That's right.
From parents, teachers, and community leaders. Mm-hmm. And we'll touch on teachers burning out because of lack of administrative support.
Mm-hmm.
So we're inviting the listeners to share their experiences. Pardon?
Yeah. I heard something else. I heard that it's more than just the lack of administrative support. I mean, since we've been doing this particular theme, we've had a lot of calling in, and that, you know, it's administrative support. They feel that there's a lack of information coming from we eliminated the feedback. Okay. A lot of information that colleagues, that the colleagues that they work with have not been able to support them. And so that is a real issue with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, you know, there's just an old description, well, I shouldn't say old, but a previous description that we used. And I just wanted to add a few more things to this morning. Nazim and I have been having ongoing discussions about why the issues that are happening, you know, if you take just the Chicago school incident and Newark and all of the other issues that are going on around the country right now with students killing other students. And these are usually students who have dropped out. Okay? There's some background noise. We ask all our listeners to be very conscientious of any background noise and mute the phone or cover this. So thank you very much for that. But, you know, we've been very concerned about what's been going on and what is feeding this kind of energy with students. Young adults, 16, 17, 18 years old and up, are taking weapons to their hands and killing another human being, another student, usually the same age as 50 years older than themselves. Some of it randomly, some of it's focused on, I just don't like this individual. What's happening is it's causing the fear factor, Dorothy, within the schools, not only with the students, with the teachers. You know what I mean, Dorothy? Dorothy? Hello?
Yes.
Sorry, okay. But you hear what I was saying now about that, Dorothy?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard. Yes. That the fear, the fear factors that are going on. And I mentioned last week that Chicago received a $30 million grant, and what they've done is beat the okay. There's still another caller online that has some background noise going. Again, that you, I can't see the switchboard and find out who it is, but if you just be conscious of the fact that there's more people. And we have another caller coming on. We're going to go ahead and take that call. All right, this is Professor Applewhite. Good morning, this is
Professor
Applewhite.
This is...
Okay,
great. Hello?
Okay, please make sure you cover your mouth. Cover your mouth so mute your phone. There we go. And we've got another caller coming in from Los Angeles. 213 number.
Okay, would someone please take a look? There's an alarm right there.
Okay. Okay. We're waiting now for people to mute their phone. You can mute your phone on the phone, or you can do a star six that usually will mute your phone. Okay? This is Professor Applewhite with the Student to Teachers, the Student Radio Show. Good morning. I'm talking to 480-84. Hello? Say hello.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is that Tom?
Yeah.
All right.
What I just did was, I hooked my Netflix to your
Wii.
So if you want to work on
your call,
and if it ever disconnects, my email address is
okay.
096.
We just want to make sure that we get all our listeners calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. What I was saying is that we want to make sure that we, okay, hold on a minute. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that did it? That took care of that background noise, I think.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like it's on your end there.
Like a what?
Sounds like it's on your end because you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. All right, we'll fix that right now. Okay. Hold on, listeners. On the show and talk. Okay, we're going to turn that speaker off. How about now? Is that better? Is that a better reception? Wonderful. All right, well, back to the theme of our show today. What I'd like to do as we're talking about these seeds of love that we can that we can plant. Now, one of the problems that we're having, and we even got a feedback last week, Nazim, on the show, that some people felt that there was too much talk about, you know, God and love and that kind of thing. But our premise is that we do believe in the creation. We do believe in love. And White Apple Institute only operates out of love. That's our biggest fueling source, in addition to the fact that as a backup, of course, we need financial support and we need people to take out membership so that they can support the work we're doing because we're volunteers. All of us are volunteer staff. And but we can't help but acknowledge the fact that there's something that's not right when people feel uncomfortable about learning, about going to school and progressing through life. We know there's got to be something wrong when people are in fear. Right, Nazim?
Of course,
people
yeah,
are in
right.
fear. Okay? And so the only thing that I know of, and I'm open to other listeners saying something, the only thing I know of that counteracts fear is love. Okay? We have another caller, and let me go ahead and just say hello to this caller. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. You're on the Student to Teacher to Student radio show. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. Say hello.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. What's
Hi.
Your name? Hi. What's your name?
This is Queen Ima.
Hi, Queen and Ima, students of White Apple Institute. We appreciate you calling in this morning. Hope that you'll enjoy the show and share any resources that you have, any ideas, any feelings, okay? Because we want to know, we want to understand what it feels like when people go through the fear of going to school and then they feel that they have to drop out because teachers aren't there to support. Sometimes teachers are going through their own burnout stuff and they're not giving to the students, and then the students feel it's like this cycle that they go through. You know, the student comes into school, tell me if I'm wrong, you sit down in the classroom, then you expect the teacher to give you some support. I mean, that's what you go there for. And when the teacher doesn't give that support, then you feel like, well, what am I doing here? You know, I'm not getting anywhere, okay? And so we begin to drop out because life problems happen. Life problems happen, and it just overwhelms us. So we appreciate you calling in this morning. Stay tuned because we're going to go back to the fact that I want other listeners that are on the show this morning to talk about how they feel about addressing fear with love within our school systems. Any comments from anybody?
Nope.
You got anything?
Okay. All right. One moment. No. One moment. I'm not getting you because you need to be unmuted. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have someone that wants to share here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know if teachers encourage students, especially at places like Chicago where all the shootings are going on and stuff, to stay in school and that it's a good idea and that they're encouraged them through love and understanding that they can reduce the dropout rate and also encourage them not to drop out because when you drop out, your job prospects greatly diminish.
Right, exactly. Your job prospects diminish. The ability to progress in this life diminishes because people lose respect. And it starts with the individual. The individual begins to lose respect for himself or herself. And looking in the mirror every morning becomes harder and harder as each day passes once the dropout process begins. And we have people that call us, that call White Apple Institute that have been out of school for many, many years, and we're so proud of them for finally making that decision to call us. Because that means that the process of beginning to love themselves, Tom, just basically what you were saying, beginning to love themselves is starting again. And we want to encourage that. Anybody else? Any other comments? Please, feel free to jump in.
Okay, I'll jump in there. Okay, yes. Well, one thing we have to really understand is that the children are not responsible for a lot of things here. You know, they are, this is why we call them minors, Then at the age of responsibility, it's the adult that actually forms the society, healthy society, for them to grow into and out of fear. So this fear there is something that the parents, the caretakers, we out here in society are not forming to make sure that they don't live in fear. We're not providing the right kind of love and empathy and compassion in the environment, in society, in the culture, so that they can come up and grow without that. They can grow in the fear. See?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, look how the womb. The womb is poison. The baby is going to have some poison when they come out here. Like when women have a crack cocaine system, the babies come out crack baby. It's not the baby's fault. It's the mother's fault. So it's
our
fault
now we have
to provide for them.
Exactly. But we have to go back again now. Now we start back with what's going on with the mother. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as we trace the cycle back and back and back, we find that somehow along the line, the cycle must be broken. Okay? Hold on a minute. I've got a Las Vegas number calling in. Just a moment. Professor Applewhite is online with you. How are you? Thank you for calling in. Okay? All right. We'll just go ahead and let you listen to the show here. One of the things that I want that you said, Nazim, is very important, that this cycle begins. The mother with the crack or whatever is going on with her alcoholism, incarceration issues. There's a lot of different things that happen to people in their lives that cause them to drop out of life, not just drop out of school. School is just one of the things that they start dropping out of. But once a student drops out of school, they start dropping into other things that are going on in that outer world. And unfortunately, many of those things are very negative. But one of the things that you mentioned that brings to mind some of the research that's out there is that there's an onset of mental illness. There's an onset of diagnoses of children before the age of 16. Sometimes even Oprah did a show on a 6-year-old little girl diagnosed with childhood schizophrenia, which is very rare. But we're finding an onset of mental illness and learning disabilities that's beginning to impact the way the success rate of students in school. When people don't feel good about the way they're learning and they're going through a lot of academic failure and then pressure from peers, all of this, and then they go home to a family life that's not feeding them.
Put it back.
Boy, do we feel the impact. How do we stop that? How do we stop that? See, that's the key. And the only thing Professor Applewhite has to say is love. And some of you might say, well, how do you implement love? How do you get love into another human being's life that maybe you don't even know? How do you show them that? How do we show them that, listeners?
Do you want me to respond?
Sure.
Okay. They have to deserve, I have this notebook actually, the quote, you have to deserve before you desire. So they have to feel that they are worth loving and love themselves. Yes, and then as they feel that with themselves, you have to give it to somebody else. You have to do it. When you're filled up with love, you cannot be content. Your soul will not let you be content with holding all that love to yourself. You have to give it away. You have to do
that's
that.
Right.
Love is meant to be given away.
Absolutely. And if we don't start with ourselves, and I talk about this a lot, and by the way, any of you that are not interested in speaking up, because I know right now we're running about over 800 listeners right now, and we appreciate you listening into the show, but we do have a chat room, and you're welcome to go on to the chat room, and Nazim Rashid will respond to you, take down your information, okay, or Tom Baker. So you do have people that will be listening to you on chat. That's a very good point. And if we don't look at the resource within ourselves, okay, that's where it starts. The first thing we ask students, Nazim, as you know, when they connect with us at White Apple Institute is we're trying to figure out what made them make the phone call, okay? What is the reason for your call? And many times it's because they're beginning to start loving themselves and beginning to feel that they deserve to have a better life.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Any other comments out there?
I think that I believe that part of the problem, a huge part of the problem, is not just, I think it's like a threefold problem. It starts in the home with the students, and then it also it kind of matriculates down to, like, even in the school systems, the school teachers aren't being paid enough to do the job that they're being expected to do, but the job still needs to be done. That's why I say it's threefold. Like, when I, as a student, come from a home where, like, I don't feel love from my parents, where, like, everybody around me, the people that do show me love are the people who are doing the bad things, like they're selling drugs and things like that, but that's all I know of love. And then I go to school, and my teacher is angry because they don't make enough money to pay their bills. So, I watched this happen. Like, I would go to class, and I had a teacher who would say, well, your assignment's on the board, get it done. I don't care whether you pass or fail, I'm getting the paycheck regardless. And, you know, like, that makes the students feel like, you know, like, what's the point of me keep coming here? Why would I do anything to try to help these people out, or try to do anything here when, like, they don't care about me, my parents don't care about me. The only people that care about me is a dope dealer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go sell dope. Or, you know what I mean?
What is your name? What is your name? I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Just tell me your first name.
This is Jerron.
Jerron, thank you so much for sharing this morning. I appreciate that so much.
Yeah.
Jerron is one of the people involved in one of our contractors with White Apple Institute, Ray of Hope Church in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for that's an excellent comment that you just gave, and a great example. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get teachers that are really interested in changing the classroom environment and changing the success rate. We want them to call in to this radio show every Saturday morning and join with us and try to develop a positive dialogue. We've had students call in, Jerron, that have said to us and said to the teachers who are on the show, thank you so much, and we wish that we had more teachers like you in our classroom. Okay? We want the teachers that are calling in and listening today, we want you to spread the news. We want more teachers to convince our students, number one, to return to school. Number two, for those that are even questioning dropout, to think twice. There are people who care about you. The seeds of love we are trying our best to plant right now. Thank you so much for that example. Any other examples that we have of how we can address and drop some seeds of love so that we can talk about how to avoid this dropout issue?
I got a comment.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. This is Tom. Another thing that's important, it may be an aspect of love depending on how you categorize it, but it's respect. Sometimes when you go to college or regular high school, the teachers don't seem to respect you enough or give you enough credit. And that goes a long way towards getting through school and making good grades and being motivated.
Yes, and part of that respect, and, you know, we're still starting. One of our greatest people that comes on, Habiba Al-Saleem, probably would say this about love, that right in that word love has to be the word respect, okay? And that respect is respect for ourselves as teachers. You know, I have respect for myself as a teacher. I love what I do. For 30 years plus, I love what I do. But there are days that I have my own issues, and I may come into a classroom and not feel very well. But still, you learn how to overcome that because you don't know what the students in that classroom have gone through. And many times, I don't care if we're talking about a 16-year-old or a 30-year-old that's in an adult basic education course. They come to sit before us because they believe. They somehow derive from way inside of themselves enough faith to make that step to register for a class or to call White Apple Institute and say, I want to get my GED, okay? That takes a lot of respect for yourself, a lot of courage, and we congratulate those who have made that step. Any other comments out there before I start sharing some things on GED resources?
This is Jerron again. One thing I think that kind of contributes to the problem with the teachers especially is that there are a lot of teachers that teach because it's a job. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, like, if everyone is as devoted as you are, per se, you know what I mean? Like, you're more devoted than a lot of teachers. A lot of teachers, they get up and they pre- prepare themselves to go to work. They go, and their job is to make sure the kids have the ability to learn the stuff. It's not their job to make sure the kids are able to succeed. It's their job to give them the opportunity if the kids want to succeed, whereas some of them take more responsibility than that. You know what I mean? And I think that, like, teaching is one of those jobs that you can't do as a job. Like, it's got to be something that's a part of you, something that you're devoted to, because it's kind of like being a doctor. Like, no one that's a doctor wants to go through all that school just because they need a job. You know, you kind of have to have an interest in the medical field. And because the standards for teaching in this country are so low, like, a lot of these teachers pass through the cracks that are not making it better, but they're actually making it worse by making the kids feel even less loved, or making the kids feel even less interested or less like they can succeed. You know what I mean?
It's a very serious thing. I'll tell you that, Juwan, because when we're talking about the fact that, let me give you a figure here, so this will make this even ring more. The working life of each high school dropout, the cost to the nation, to the United States. Now we've got callers that are calling in from Nigeria and China, so of course this figure might not fit for them, but the cost in the United States for a high school dropout is $292,000. That's over $250,000. This is the lost tax revenues because dropouts earn less and therefore pay less in taxes than high school graduates. And it also is a cost of providing food stamps and other aid to dropouts and of incarcerating those who turn to crime. So this is a collective amount of money that research has put together, and that's a lot of money. And if you think about $292,000, what we could do with that if we could avoid people from dropping out and turning to a life of crime because they're out in the streets and they can't find a job. And with our economy now, it's even worse, isn't it? It's worse now, right?
Absolutely right.
Yeah. It's worse because, I mean, we've got college graduates out of work. So even when I'm looking at the fact that people are calling me with college degrees and saying, I had to take a job at McDonald's. So in my mind, because of the kinds of students that I work with, I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen to my student who's got a dropout history and an incarceration issue, okay? Now, how are they going to find a job if the college graduate is taking the so-called the lowest labor-paying job? What do they mean?
Right, and then to add to that problem, you have, like, a lot of people who are willing to take jobs even less illegals that will take jobs, and then you have, like, the company owners who are suffering too, so they have to go with the lowest person on the totem pole. So, like, they're going to try to get away with what they can get away with. So, like, it just kind of leaves, you know, like, a big, big hole for people who, you know, who don't have at least a high school diploma or GED. You know, like, it's hard for them to get. Like, it's impossible.
Yeah. Okay, now, some of you have written down that figure. And by the way, that comes from a study done with Northeastern University. You want more
on
that study, feel free to connect with us at White Apple Institute. Dorothy, would you give out the number and the call information, how to connect with White Apple Institute? Because I've got some
questions.
Okay.
Yes, our website is whiteappleinstitute.org. Our phone number locally is 480-659-8582. And our talk show number again is 646-727-3758. Also, the chat is available at Blog Talk Radio.
It's laid out for you. Do you have any questions about any?
To teachers.
The thinking, you have any questions?
Just go ahead and hit the chat button, and you can chat with us. Let me give you some information.
Yes, I have a question. Okay.
I think most of you know this, that there's a higher rate of African Americans that are incarcerated. But we're talking about right now, the latest figure is 1 in 4 young black male dropouts are incarcerated or institutionalized on just about an average day. Okay, and that compares with 1 in 14 young male white, Asian, or Hispanic dropouts. Now, Hispanic sisters and brothers are right behind that figure.
That
actually, and we're getting a higher rate of Asians now
and mostly Vietnamese that are coming in and are dropping out. As a matter of fact, their rate is hotter than Hispanics now. Okay, but it's tittering in around the same area. Let me give you this, too. 23% African American and less than 8% of all other ethnic groups. Now, that causes
our own YouTube.
And it also causes us to look at what's happening in Chicago.
No, I didn't tell you about that. Beverly Polis has our own YouTube.
What do you call it? This
gang
killing. All these gang killing.
Knowledge.
Anger.
I don't know anything about it. But
right?
That's one of our
anger
board members.
Here.
She's a techie.
Young ladies, women with children, single moms that are struggling to try to find a job to get off of food stamps. Get off the road. Where do they go?
I did not know this.
There's got to be an answer.
But in Burkina Faso and I'm sure other places.
Go ahead. Anyone that feels comfortable just
you have to
sharing
to
the their story, especially
yes.
a success story. Go ahead.
I'm here again. And what they're doing in Chicago and that needs to be done everywhere are more activities for the kids. As I've been teaching for several years, I found out that the parents kids who are more successful who are on the right path have parents who keep them busy. They keep
kids
no downtime almost. All the time. That's why mentoring programs, you have music programs, drama classes, you have all kinds of games, and you have all kinds of activities so the kids stay busy and they're staying busy with a balanced, healthy adult. And so when the kids are busy like that, they have no time to think about gang culture and the violence culture and who can they kill today to earn points with a gang. They have no time to think about that. That's why the old saying, I don't mind the devil's workshop. That really proves to be here.
So we're talking about one of the things, we've got some strategies here for you to remember, keeping the seeds of love planted. Okay, so that's one thing. We've got to plant some seeds of love. We have to keep students busy, okay, and that's at all ages, okay? Students need to be busy. Parents, if any parents are listening out there, they have to be aware that we are in an economy, unfortunately, President
for
Obama
very little money.
Aware of this, of this unfortunate incident, that our economy is closed.
We
don't want programs closed, okay? But unfortunately, our economy is making that happen. So what does that mean? Does that mean that we quit? No, it means that we develop these resources within our community. Communities go to the churches. Go to different agencies and take a lead on developing some grassroots activities. Even if it's from your own
family.
I know a lot of people are like, oh no, I'm not going to have a lot of people come to my home, but
talking
supply to school will allow you to do something after hours, okay, right there on campus. So we encourage you to look at ways that you can build within your community. White Apple Institute will
have to
help you with that. Okay, so remember that teachers and parents out there, give us a call.
Ridiculous what he told me they have to pay.
Students staying busy, dropping the stuff. Any other strategies that we can think of?
America. What I'd like to say is parents need to do their part, too, like get involved in sports and extracurricular activities and stuff. That goes along with keeping your kids busy giving them a strategy to succeed and teaching them they can succeed at something.
American dollars? Yeah.
This is Jerron again. I definitely understand where he's coming from, but I think that increasingly in this economy, that's becoming an impossibility. Like, parents are having to work 2 and 3 jobs. Like, where are they going to find the time between leaving from job one to job two? So that the kids have the clothes and the food and everything necessary to make it back and forth to school, to be involved in, like, the after-school or extracurricular activities. I mean, like, the plain and simple truth is, like, there's not enough time in a day anymore with this economy being the way that it is.
$50
and you're
month.
Right, because when we talk about parents today, we're usually running about 2 jobs, 2.5 jobs. Somebody's carrying something extra. 2 parents are even working in the home. in addition to that, we're talking about teachers being overwhelmed. Okay. What is the answer? Right. What is
I don't care about that.
How do we get parents to get
make
more
money
involved
other places.
When they don't have a lot of time?
Okay. I just want to make
the
sure I don't.
The thing that I can suggest that I've seen happen with the most busiest parents, including me myself and I, who raised two children as a
make sure
parent,
I don't land up
is you
putting
take
out
whatever
any
moment
money.
You can and making a learning moment.
Break even.
Okay?
I'm okay.
Even if it's as simple as going to the grocery store. Make that an exciting experience. Now, that's
okay
hard
with that.
To do because we're usually rushing in and rushing out of that.
Already in place.
Okay? But we've got
to
take
the
some time to stop and
the
say,
the computer
what can
has
we
to
do, even within the home,
you
to
see,
plant some ethics, some morality, to teach some lessons.
And then the people come there.
It's just as simple as having
and
our children write an email to us
after
about what
the,
they're doing for the day. You, remember the time when parents would come home and
talk.
Say, well, honey, how was your day?
But
now it's so how was your day, and we really just want them to say fine so that we can continue to get ready
with
the
no
next
grief.
Day, right, Juan?
That's absolutely right.
Okay,
that's right.
So instead of feeling bad about that and saying, well, I don't even have time to listen to my child, have your child write you an
too.
Email.
I want them
have
to learn.
Have your child write you a note. Have your child
draw
your picture.
They're going to hate us.
Take whatever moment that you can.
The companies, Rosetta Stone, all those.
What your child is doing so that you can build some kind of relationship with them and still teach them about the real world. Because they're scared.
I need that. I'm not ready for that.
Listening to the news also.
They're going to want
to listen to teachers, and they hear the fear.
Because we're going to be taking business away.
How do you think they feel?
And we're going to be helping people. They don't want that. If they wanted to help people, they would have been doing it.
On his way to a bus stop.
Right.
Honor student and was beaten to death in front of others. Okay?
Okay. Now that's not
a tremendous amount of fear. And
probably won't implement that.
Following in his footsteps.
Again, probably.
I mean, that's right. That's absolutely right. Because if you think about it, it's like the attitude is kind of like I'm at risk either way it goes. Like, I might as well, you know, arm myself as well. So then, like, they have this attitude to where, like, it makes the gangs a more plausible outcome or a more plausible option to these kids coming up than working real hard and working my way through school, because it's the innocent bystanders that always get hit. You know what I mean? And that's what it's what they see.
Mental health.
Absolutely.
And that type
we've
of
got
thing.
We've got more, another caller coming on. Let's see if we can get this caller.
That's what we call
Good
that
morning.
Profession.
Good morning. This is
professional
Professor
development.
Welcome
what
to Student to Teacher.
I wrote is called Vocational English.
Hello.
602-300. Actually, you'll love the name of this program.
Yeah, this is
called
Rippy Woodbury.
You know, like this
Reverend, Reverend Woodbury, thank you very much for calling in this morning. Have you been hearing a little bit of our conversation?
Well, I just got on.
Okay. Well, I really would like you, we've got about 17 minutes remaining on the show, but we're getting some really good dialogue going on about the things that we can do to help
leather,
teachers and parents
diamond,
okay, to prepare our young adults more for entering
okay.
work and not bobbing out
blue,
and strengthening things.
I have a picture.
You know, I mean, sometimes the parents aren't there anymore. When we're talking about you being 25 and 30 years old, this is not your parents anymore. But you still need to get your GED. You still need to go to school and go to work. Okay, so we've got to find some ways to do that. We're talking about planting the seeds of love.
Presley.
Getting parents more involved with their students, okay, and any way that we can. We've got another caller coming on. Good morning. This is Professor Applewine. Good morning.
This is Consuelo. Good morning.
Consuelo, thank you very much for calling in. Any comments today?
She's one of the board members.
No, but I'm just enjoying the dialogue that is going on, and it's a very relevant subject.
Thank you.
Okay, never heard of him?
Okay,
no?
And
there's
one
okay.
More
yeah, it's
a Los Angeles person. He seems to be missing a lot. Good morning. This is Professor Alston.
That has nothing to do with the program.
Hello?
Everybody,
yes.
Last one I was
thank you for calling
the program. The program is called.
Any comments?
CS.
Okay. We're going to go back right now and just review a little bit. We've got keeping students busy.
English.
All of us are responsible for that within the community, even our churches, different agencies, getting the parents more involved. That's a very good comment, too. Also,
because
getting
I don't
teachers
teach
to overcome
English.
The fear factor. Okay? And rolling up their sleeves just a little bit more. And I know they're saying right now, because I'm even feeling it, too.
If they want to be a nurse,
I don't have any more sleeves to roll up. Okay? I understand that, but we've got to do what we can.
Anita? This is Jerry, and I saw a wonderful movie, which is a good example of taking a stand. It was on TV last night. Coach Carter, who said if they opened the gym back up without his athletes qualifying, he was going to retire. And the boys took a stand and went back to studying because they believed in the coach and they believed in the people. And we have a lot of groups out there that can help fill in at the schools that are already organized. They spend time at the gym. I'm thinking of off-duty policemen who need to, and I'm thinking of firemen and people who already are approved to work in the government system, so we don't have to go through a lot of screening. So there are lots of ways to go after this, and I think that's one of the things we have to look at. That was an amazing deal. Those boys, six of them ended up going on to college, and they were all in the dropout mode. And we love those stories because those are the kind that inspire us and remind us that there are ways to do it that are different than the way we're doing it now.
Another good idea as to keeping the kids more involved would be like for the local area, like small business owners to get more involved in the education process, so that the kids can be able to actually see that there is some value in getting an education. You know, if you get to get them involved, and like I think it would be absolutely great. I know that the economy as it is makes it pretty much impossible, but I would love to see like some kind of government program that offers some kind of either tax breaks or something to small business owners that have some kind of internship programs where they can take in these high school kids, get them involved working in the business management portion of their businesses so that the kids can see their education working. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't, like, whatever I'm doing, like, if there's no reason for it, it's only going to maintain my interest for a short amount of time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'll tell you something, Ron, you picked the nerve there. Because I'm getting ready to get into resources right now, and you're absolutely right. What we are now bringing back is businesses opening up apprenticeships, and this is very, very important that you take this information down. Apprenticeships are what we started many, many years ago with school and the business community, and businesses, especially those operated minority-owned businesses, can actually take a step in that direction. There are tax cuts. So any of you that know somebody that is open to this, have them call White Apple Institute. I'll be glad to talk to them and help them to begin an apprenticeship program or a program where they're hiring targeted individuals. And there are tremendous tax breaks for that. In addition to the fact that the GED in itself is just one step.
So did you want to know that we don't want? No, that's for today.
Is very difficult for many of us that have been out of school for a while.
Can I talk to you
because
on the phone?
We're dealing with anxiety.
Put it in my phone.
Okay. So that's one of the ways that we can help you. Is
I even write in my phone? I have to meditate.
But so what? Now you have the GED.
9 o'clock.
Okay. Look at the world around you. You've got high school and college graduates still out of work. So just because you get that GED doesn't mean that it's an automatic job. So what do we do to build our reputation, our experience, would be to begin volunteering in different things
that we're interested in. I haven't had much
to talking to businesses out there about White Apple Institute or other resources about how to develop an apprenticeship. An apprenticeship is where you work for a company. They are able to pay you, and sometimes you can find 50% of that money for them.
Yeah,
so they're paying you $7.25 an hour. We can find a way to get half of that money back. We've got organizations like AmeriCorps that Dr. Martha Bergen brings up for us. Okay? We've got insurance companies with great educational programs like Wendy Duncan, one of our insurance agents, brings up. So we've got resources. Our show this morning is about stimulating thought, stimulating positive attitude and dialogue that says call us so that we can give you some ideas. And
please,
if we don't get back to you right away, as Dorothy was saying, we're overwhelmed sometimes with phone calls.
Okay,
then,
no problem.
We promise we'll do our best. Isn't that right, Dorothy?
That's right.
Okay. Any other comments out there? I mean, we got some great comments that came in today. Anybody have any questions about the GED test or apprenticeships? Anything that I've mentioned here this morning? please feel free to join.
What kind of, this is Jerron again, what kind of companies, is it only specific areas of industry that can get involved in, or like is it anybody, any small business period can get into the apprenticeships? Because like I'm thinking about like in the area I'm in, there's a lot of like restaurants and things like that, you know, like and there's people who decided they want to cook and stuff like that. Like, can those restaurants get involved in the apprenticeship program?
Yes. They can, but it's a little bit more difficult with restaurants and theaters because they run on a different kind of tax schedule. As you know, they do not have to comply with minimum wage requirements according to the Department
right.
of Labor. So you're really looking for businesses that that are agreeing to pay, of course, the minimum wage, because that makes it more appealing to them to hire people. But it doesn't mean that people cannot become involved in restaurants and theaters. It just means that our major focus, especially with apprenticeships, okay, is that we're talking to individuals that can teach a skill. And that
right.
can be even a clerical skill, okay? You can go to them and say, listen, I'm interested in being a secretary. I don't have a lot of experience, but I do have an organization that's willing to help you look at how you can hire me on as a student, as an one of your students to learn how to do this work. And in exchange, you're getting a very dedicated, committed worker. And you see, these are dialogues that we help people to develop, you know, with a resume that even if they don't have any work experience, Jerron, there's always something that we can pull from their experiences and life experiences. Awards mm-hmm. they got in school, even if it was 10 or 20 years ago, we can pull together a resume that makes sense. Isn't that interesting? Praise God. Isn't that interesting? Okay.
Yep,
any other questions? That's a good question, though, Jerron. Please make sure you follow up with us on alternatives for this, and we will share with you the information on how to build an apprenticeship. We have a company right now that is dealing with energy because, you know, President Obama is very focused on energy.
Absolutely.
And so, so this company now has already devoted millions of dollars to go into the communities around the United States and in Tennessee to build apprenticeship programs for young people interested in energy.
No, we're running you on a series.
Apprenticeships for waste
you need
management.
To time
sheet. There's apprenticeships out there for learning about plumbing and electricity.
So I know how many hours you put in
about. So there's a lot of possibilities out there, especially for young women and young men.
Okay. Yeah, so
nothing out here that we have to turn down.
You sure, baby? You could just do it online.
I believe, and I think that you believe too, and I think that the we as a nation can
make
a little bit better for our dropouts.
Oh, her way.
Okay? And we can teach them how to drop back in again. Drop back into life.
Oh, no, it's after
right
11.
Now, Dean?
11.
Yes, and I want to add a little something here too.
Sure.
Besides the apprenticeship program, there are mentoring programs already established where you have professionals, men and women, who are reaching back, grabbing these students, taking them on their workplace, and showing them new skills, new environments,
just make it in half hours. Yeah.
And we don't want anyone to feel uncomfortable because maybe they might have a learning disability, a challenge with math, a challenge with reading. We want to know there's no perfect grade out there, I promise you. As a psychologist, I can truly validate that everyone has a challenge. Don't let that stop you. Okay? Pick up the phone today. Dorothy, tell them where to call. We've got about 6 minutes remaining on the show. Tell them where to call in.
Can I call in?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom says he'll give the information. Go ahead. Tell them where to call in.
Okay. Call 1-646-727-3758.
Absolutely, Tom. And then, of course, if they want to connect with White Apple Institute, the number to call for White Apple Institute is what? Go ahead.
It is 480-659-8582.
Very good, Tom. Thank you so much for sharing that information with our listeners. And, of course, you can always log in to our website at whiteappleinstitute.org. And, Dorothy, tell us a little bit about how they can – right now the membership's at 50%, which is starting at $12, right? Eventually,
yes,
they'll be $24. Yeah, go ahead.
They range from $12 annually to $288 annually. And on our website, there are some details about what each membership covers. And eventually, that PayPal will be available so we can do the PayPal option and do and offer donations as well as any contributions.
Thank you, Dorothy. Thank you. And Dorothy, by the way, she's not only just a great resource consultant, she is also a consultant for prepaid legal. And she advises us many times on different things about identity theft that our students are interested in. So if you want to talk to Dorothy, make sure you connect with White Apple Institute also. Do we have any other resources we want to share with them? We've got about 4 minutes remaining on the show.
Devante, okay, I'll get a mix of
Other than reminding them that the library is a great resource all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
And one other thing, for example, I also want to mention a group here in Phoenix, Arizona called Desert Edge Mentoring.
Desert Edge Mentoring.
And if you go to DesertEdgeMentoring.com, you'll get to their website. You see,
okay.
They're actually doing what we're talking about. They're actually reaching down and grabbing these students and taking them on the workplace, being mentors for them, and actually practicing the things I have in my book, such as optimism, faith, spirituality, compassion, empathy, respect. You see, and they're showing the kids, not just talking about it, actually demonstrating the kids that you can live a different kind of life and you can make some good money out here, and this is how you do it.
Wonderful, wonderful. As President Obama says, and we agree with him, yes, we can. I give a special thanks to all of you for participating in our show this morning. We have about 3 minutes remaining, so we have enough time to get in a few more comments. And just so we have another caller that just came in. Okay, right, all right. So one of the things that we want to make sure of is that everybody's clear that you don't have to drop out.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We can encourage people not to drop out, not only of school, out of school, but out of life.
I'm not online.
Please reach out to somebody. I know it's hard today. I know the economy is beating all of us up a little bit. But within each moment that we have, with each moment in the present that we have, without going back into the past, just right now, I bet that after the show is over, you could pick up the phone and call one person, just one person, and encourage them not only not to drop out, but not to lose faith in school and in work, no matter what their challenges are. Call them and invite them to listen to our show next week, or to even get on Blog Talk Radio, Student to Teacher, and listen to some of our previous shows. There's some great information. As a matter of fact, Yuan, there is, I think about three shows back, the strategies for adult learners. You'll find that we have a gentleman on there that actually runs apprenticeship programs throughout the country. Okay.
Oh.
And yes. Okay. And so that might be a good resource for you also. And, of course, we'll help you to see how that can fit into the work that you guys are already doing within your church. Wouldn't that be great if churches could start getting businesses involved in apprenticeships? Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Marvelous.
Talk about a way to reach out and get some of the young people off of the streets.
Well,
and even if it's just 2 hours a day or 2 hours every other day, okay, to be involved in a business enterprise, to be involved in a mentoring type situation as Nazim brought out. That maybe, you know, because I'm concerned when I look at Darian Albert and what happened to him, that not only are we looking at the factor, we got about 90 seconds left, not only are we looking at the factor that these students beat up another student to death, we're looking at the fact that many of them stood around and watched. Now, who are they? Who are they? That they didn't even have the compassion, the humanity to say, stop. Call 911. Why there's so much fear to even report somebody? There's so much fear to just reach out and say, I love you. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. There's no need to drop out of life because there's self out there. There's many, many organizations. Believe me. There are many organizations out there that are working and trying to do the best they can. But they can't do it without your help, without passing the word along. Same thing that we're doing with this show this morning. We wish you much love and much peace as we go into another week. And we look forward to hearing from all of you again next Saturday morning, 10 to 11. Thank you so much. That's Arizona time. This is Professor Applewhite signing out. And Nazim Rashid will close with your beautiful music.
Thank you.
Okay. No.
Apple. Okay.
Oh, okay. Come on in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm right here, Dad. And it doesn't go any further. It doesn't go any further. Oh, my goodness.
And he's coming to work with me on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right, Dad.
Huh?
I said you're right. Are you going to divorce her, Dad? You going to divorce her? Oh, okay. No, I don't want you to divorce her. I just want you to make up your mind how you're going to be happy, honey.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
All right, then.
Huh?
All right.
I know you'll have your town in the same language. All right, I'm just sitting
there. Yeah.
My daughter.
Well, I love for you to do that, Dad. I love for you to come over and do that.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay, Dad.
All right.
Love you.
Huh?
I love you. Anytime you want to talk, I'm here, okay?
Okay.
All right. So long. I really need that Bluetooth just now.
It's in there. I need to try to do it.
Okay.
I feel like you're pressuring me.
Yeah, I am.
I know.
You're behind in here, girl. No, I don't need you right now. No, seriously.
I know, I'm
messing with you too.
I don't know which one of your characters decided to put your plate down here on the floor.
Okay, I'm writing back Cynthia. Cyn. Okay, and she wrote me that she was with her therapist Thursday. Well, the whole reason why I set up sessions with her is because she said she couldn't get to her therapist.
Okay.
Okay? It's a professional conflict for me to counsel her, and she has a therapist.
It really is.
Okay, so I'm telling her it's a professional conflict. I'll talk to you on Thursday, but I'm only here for emergency and for rehab to get people back to work. That is my sole purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I think she's feeling like, oh, I don't want to tell her that I don't want to be in sessions with her.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like you have to be torn.
Oh, believe me, please don't be torn. I only did this to help you, Lord.
Exactly.
Relieve me. So I'm just letting you, just keeping you up to, I'm not even gonna send you a copy of this.
All right, well, you just update.
Yeah. Still need to finish up a file on her though.
I know. It's in there right there.
But you can. Yeah, you can put it you can put it in the priority for like end of May.
Okay. You staying in there to eat?
Yeah. Definitely. Time is getting on.
I know. Tell me about it. I feel like you got in here to do this. Pay to Turner and Anika.
So what you doing, Bonte?
Huh?
What you doing? Oh yeah. What's Davian and Darren doing?
I don't know what
next.
I'm
deciding.
Darren wants him to turn
it,
the project
so
he
can
look into it. Oh, he wants to turn it down.
When you go in there to pay Norma and Anissa, would you please pull out that application, job application? I sent it to you.
Okay,
job
email.
Application.
Yeah. All right, so my email is still open.
Yeah.
I can do that.
And I need three for the boys. Each
okay.
one of them has to fill out one for me.
Okay.
Or they can't have a job with the institute. We got to make it legal, you know.
Yeah.
Aren't you eating? There's food on there for you.
I'm finished.
Oh, now I'm the fault.
Because you had me trapped in that office.
I'm the fault. You hear, Julie, do you hear her blaming me?
In front of the door. I couldn't even get out the office.
She's blaming me, Julie.
She barricaded me in that office.
Hey, Colette didn't text me back.
She barricaded me in that office and I couldn't get out of there. And she had the bacon in there burning. And
she makes sure her bacon ain't burned. I'm about to start smoking.
And when my son says you started smoking again.
I'm about to start smoking. Oh, no, I saw Apple about to start back smoking. I know I seen him smoking yesterday. He smoked a cigarette when your daughter was here before New Year's. I think he was when they both was over here.
Well, I said I hope to see you today before noon if you're free. So. I'm just wondering where Colette is. Why she hasn't texted me back. But she might be sleeping. You might want to put some regular syrup on that list again.
Okay,
start another
that's
list.
The only one.
Mm-hmm. Boys, you know there's food out here, right?
No, they're too busy back there in front of you. Everybody
knows they're
Peter and
Edna.
They
got to go
somewhere. How are younger than the little ones?
That's what I like, though. What?
They're arguing.
It's always the oldest and the little one to be arguing. I just thought about that. Yeah,
that's just right.
You gotta listen to the little one. Yeah, the little one don't want to listen. But to the older one, because the little one don't think the older one is the boss of him, and then the older one, you know, they think I'm the boss because I'm older than you. Or that just might be me. I told them not to pay their no attention. I'll be telling them, like, don't pay him no attention. I ignore him. You shouldn't say. Don't just ignore him. The email with the application. Printout, sorry.
They're gonna be fired before
they get
hired. That's what I'm saying.
How you doing, Julie?
Look, Julie's chilling. She got the fans in here.
Uh-oh.
She's chilling.
Okay. Julie, before you leave, before you leave today, let me know what your schedule is because I need to grade the final exams on Tuesday.
Okay. Oh.
Please only get what you're going to eat. I don't want to see no food wasted. I'm really serious. Hey, handsome boy. Little man. Hey, Applet. Applet. No.
No.
We're not going to get up there and steal bacon like we've done before. I was thinking about that the other day.
So, Applet,
he got up there, Jamie, and left his plate on the table for, I mean, he got up, went to the hallway, right to the hallway here, turned back around again. Applet had grabbed his bacon. And ate it that fast. Hey, Apple, go sit down. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I remember when we used to go to a pool, when we used to play Monopoly first, and when he came back,
he would get mad because we were playing Monopoly, and he'd get up on the table and mess up the whole game. He did it on purpose, too.
Oh, we had a turn to come,
Grandma.
Hmm?
No, Applet.
Oh. Oh, we brought a turn to come. I had a turn to
come. Through the agency?
Because
I work for
an agency.
I do the same thing you do.
What
you
do for Becky?
I'm her caregiver. Oh, you do want to go swimming?
Yeah, I just went. I just went because we can do the same thing too.
We got in the pool yesterday.
You did?
Yeah, we have a pool in our backyard.
Oh,
I know, right?
I just told her that you guys were like, you guys got a new house.
I had Becky.
She was going to take me to their house.
I had Becky first. Actually, before I got up on that, Becky,
our car is
Synergy.
We can go when I take a break.
Synergy home.
Okay, it's not going to be until I have somebody else coming.
Okay. I think we're going to stay here.
I know, right? It's a small world.
Your mom says she's coming at 2 to get you.
Sarah,
I'm only for what?
Actually, no, it's almost been a whole time. Only here. I've only been here.
You have to spend a night.
It'll be
I mean, I don't know if you want to spend the night, but you can. Okay, really? Well, you have to ask your mom. You know that.
It'll be 2 years in August that I've been here.
And then my oldest grandson has to make a decision.
So actually, you've been here longer than I have.
My oldest grandson. No, my oldest grandson here.
You've been here longer than me.
Yeah. He's the man of the house right now. He's the leader right now. He's the man right now. Okay.
I lived there before.
Okay.
I
can
think
my
weekend
is about
25
seconds worse. I have a boarding
school.
Between
university and. Okay.
That's
not far.
He's going to high school.
I know. He told me he's in ninth grade. Yeah,
he's going to high school.
I
the next year, Devontae's going to high school, huh?
Yeah,
okay,
I don't
know how he's been here that long.
Huh?
It's a small world, though,
because
who would have knew?
Yeah, but that's high school, isn't it?
It's middle school.
Oh, middle school. But don't they call it, they're not going to call you a freshman?
Yeah, that's what they call me. Next freshman, not him.
You're going to be a freshman, right? Yeah. They have middle school here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
In Arizona.
That's
in other places, it's high school. Like if you were back east, and you just go to the high school. Like if you were in New York. In New York, it starts 8th grade, 9th grade. Or sometimes they call it junior high school. You ever heard that one?
I can't even complain about it because, I mean, I've been dealing with the cold. So it's just one extreme to the other.
Thank you, Malvina. This is great food.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Well,
Julie doesn't want anything to eat?
Uh-huh. I love so much. Well, these are the last
two
things, but I love some.
Did you guys meet Julie? She's from the Congo in Africa.
Congo.
Yes.
I think you had.
She works for White Apple Institute.
Good.
It's a place in Africa.
I'm
not her. No, she lives here now. But she's like a psychology teacher there.
Everywhere else.
Yeah. She's still in Africa.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they're not meshing together.
No, Abba.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
I'm saying go.
See, that's why I wasn't with her anymore either, because like she would be, when I first got her, she didn't have that car. But in between me having her, that's when she had that car. And when she got that car, she would never be home.
No,
and I had her in the morning, like, I think I had to be there at 8 or 9. But I know it was pretty early that I had to be there. And once she got that car, she didn't even want to be in the house. Like, that's how she lost me. Actually, that's how she lost me. Because her case manager took her out from her because she disappeared for like a week. And so they took her out from her. And that's how I ended up with Apple. Because I needed some more clients. Because I lost an hour from Becky, and even more hours than they gave me after. That's how I got up last year, because Becky was doing her disappearing act. Yeah.
Julie.
her, Julie?
She probably seen Julie Carr.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably how she knows.
But
Apple?
Uh-huh.
You want an online application?
That would be great. Because we can still print that off. It'd be nice and everybody can just fill it out online. That would be wonderful. But, you know, for the boys to practice, though.
Oh, I know,
yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was just asking because
yeah.
I had started to open the one.
Thank you.
Apple.
Uh-huh.
Julie was wondering if there was anything, like, you know, any resources about getting her mom to the United States.
I don't know, but I'll be glad to help if you find anything. If you need a recommendation or something, I'll be glad to help.
Yeah. As I see, you're scared to say something.
Yeah, why are you scared to talk to me about that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get you.
I'm looking at her like, hey, get in there.
How are you? You want your mama here? Of course I want your mama here.
I want my, I like my mommy beautiful.
Oh, sure, sure.
You know,
especially with the baby. Yeah.
I have a baby. I can't go to wood, you know, go to work.
Let's get her here.
How?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Abdul. Maybe Abdul has some ideas.
Yeah, he is the expert.
Or, you know, go to the Congo embassy, find out. I know we're going to need money to do it. And that's why you're
because
doing what you're doing.
Because you need, like, an invitation.
A sponsor. Yeah.
Sponsor.
Uh-huh, right. Now, I can give her an invitation to work. Will she have a work visa? Okay.
Yes, you can invite her, like, your friend, you invite her.
To work.
To you.
Yeah, at White Apple mm-hmm. Institute. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can
you can do
that.
I don't know. You have to find out how to do it. I don't have time to do it, but you find out what the procedure is.
If you find out the necessary steps, we could probably help.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Oh,
okay.
Can I have a hug? Because you look
oh.
so tired. You really do. You really do. Oh, my. Yes. Like, this is a burden, yes. I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. Being here, you somewhere new, and then you got your baby.
No, so sometime
where does she be at?
Hmm?
Where does she be at? Have you got her a daycare or something like that?
I have the daycare. So,
is it a good daycare? Is it expensive? Like,
it's a good. So now she need to go. Maybe if she's going to fall, but she need to go to school.
To school, yeah, a preschool. Well, I only ask because, like, my son's school that's right across the street from my house, they have the free kindergarten. And I think you have to be, I think, 4 years old, I think, for free kindergarten.
Wow.
I can look into that, but.
Yes.
Where do you live at? Because then, like, they offer bus.
I live across the street, you know.
You
I'm
live
a school
of
government apartment.
And off of Johnson?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm at school.
Okay, off of Alma School. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do know that the school does provide transportation as well.
Yes.
And I think the furthest they go, because they have a few campuses just in Mesa, I think they come down here to Dodson. I think one of the buses come down this way, and then I know another one goes, like, the opposite side towards Baseline and everything. But I can look that up for you because I know, especially when next year coming, because when will she be four?
July.
Okay, so yeah, so when the school starts back for them in August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can inquire about that. I can go to the school actually Monday and I can call them and see.
Who's
going
to keep out
the head to buy it? And see, like, his school also offers the aftercare. They have it in the morning. The earliest they can be dropped off is 7 o'clock. And then aftercare is until 6 o'clock in the evening. And it's like, I think it's like $30 a month, and maybe like I think it's $150 for the whole school year, minus the holidays that they don't have school after here is closed. That's the only thing I don't like about it. But I was able to find a daycare, a home daycare provider, that she charges $20 a day, and she's from 6 in the morning to, I believe, her last kid leaves at 7 at night. So, like, with the resources, like, for the baby, I can try to help find some stuff, and if you and I can maybe start trying to see about what we would have to do. I'll talk to Abdul, and you can talk to Abdul to
mm-hmm.
see about what we would have to do to get her here.
And I want you to always know the way that we do, this is what we do.
Yes.
It's love first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone here is going to do what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I only expect from you that if someone else comes here,
and
you
can, if you can help them, you do the same.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm never too busy. If I can't talk to you, I'll let you know. Julie, I'll be with you in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But don't ever hesitate. You can always talk to me.
Okay.
I don't like to be that busy where I'm not in touch with the people that are here and we're together because
mm-hmm.
God is first.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you talk to me, you need something. And so I need to pay attention.
Thank you.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not like the other company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm doing fine. I hope you get a chance to meet Julie today. She's from Congo. She's in the office right now doing some work. Oh, you did? Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
He's on the road, though. He's a truck driver.
Oh, okay. So you're working today. You won't be able to come over. Okay.
I don't have him in daycare.
All right, no problem. I'm working on the form right now.
Being like
yeah.
Older and he can stay at home by
oh, yeah, if you can.
So that saves money, actually.
Yeah, you're off all day?
Because I know I can talk to him whenever. Call me because he has a phone and everything.
Well, you know what? Now, you know how I am. If you can do it, cool. All right? Nothing is emergency yet. They have not got back to me yet on distributing the questionnaire. Now, once the questionnaire is distributed,
exactly.
Then it gets crazy.
And then, that way you can
then I'm going to really need to lean on you. I got you. Julie says she's done psych research, so she knows a little bit about it, about how to look for things. No, I told you you're doing word matches. You're finding words. You're finding words in the document. That's what you're doing. Okay, and let's see. There's one other person. There's Julie. You and oh my goodness, there's one more person that said that they could do this. I can't remember who it is. And then Dr. Turner is going to be guiding you guys on it. And I'll be finishing up chapter 4 and 5 while you guys are doing that. But it's looking real good. I mean, oh, you didn't even know it. I got approved. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Bina.
Yeah.
The chapters got approved. The stuff that Colette and I have been working on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, got approved. She wrote last night.
From the
from Capella University.
Okay, so when are we going to start?
Yeah, so as soon as we hear back from them, then we get, that's who's going to do it, Malvina.
Malvina said she'd do it. I might just take her off of that, though. That girl is, her hands are too many things, yeah. I don't think I'm going to involve her in that. With you and Julie has done, she's been an assistant professor of psychology. So she knows, so she knows what she's doing, and then you know the dissertation. So, I think that with you and her and Dr. Turner and myself, we should be able to knock it out within, I'd say, probably, look, there's only 10 questionnaires. You know, there's 7 questions, 10 questionnaires. So I haven't estimated the time yet. I don't think it's going to be more than 10 hours. It might be more, but I'd say on average about 10 hours. I know. Oh, I don't forget. I don't forget. I don't see you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what, Colette, I am so understanding of that. I mean, I knew that when you went to work there, that it was going to be very difficult for you. And I appreciate that you said that you wouldn't, you know, let me down or anything. And I do appreciate that very much. But you're not letting me down if you can't do it. You can't do it, you can't do it. Okay. Now, I was going to talk to your mom today. I was going to give her a call, see how she's doing. Does she feel better or about me or anything? Have you talked to her? Oh, okay. Oh, you mean through the week you haven't talked to her? Oh. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I'll give her a call. I don't want to put you in the middle of that. Yeah, because she... No. As a matter of fact, I think if she's really feeling that bad, you know, I don't want her to feel that she has to do it. Because it was just, I just love the way she cooks, period. You know, and, but it's not like a necessity. I've been going without, you know, a caregiver here some days for a long time. You know, so it's not a big deal. Yeah, I know. You reminded me of that. Okay. Hey, listen, you have a beautiful day, and relax today, because this is your first day off? Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I haven't had, that's a new one. I haven't had that one happen. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I'll have to share that with Malvina. That's a good one. I don't think we've ever heard of that one before. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Oh, my God. I got to tell Abdul. You haven't met Abdul yet, though, right? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you know, because he would love to hear that story. That's a good one. All right. Well, so you've met the team then. You met the only one that you haven't met then is Anissa, which is, she just joined us, and she is putting the database together. That's the only one that you haven't met. And she's not essential to what you do anyway, not right now. Okay? All right. Thank you. So thank you. I mean it. I mean, I couldn't have done it without you. Okay? All right. Bye-bye.
right. She won't be here today. She's just crawling out of bed, and she's got to go to work today.
Okay.
And she sounds great. Her mother, I don't know. I told her, don't even get in the middle of that. But listen, here's a new one for you guys. Julie, you'll love this too as a health person. She's taking care of this guy, and he's diabetic, and his sugar levels, glucose levels, have been going off the chart.
Okay.
And they have been watching everything. The guy has been sneaking in, stealing sugar packets and putting them in his water and drinking it. Sugar water.
You know what?
I've never had that one happen.
Well, people like that, when they're diabetic, and that's what they want to do, they want to kill themselves, and I don't feel bad for them.
Mm-hmm. But because he likes to go to the hospital.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's what it sounds like, because, I mean, if you're a diabetic, come on now, that's your life in your hands that you're playing with when you do stuff like that. But he ain't hurting nobody but himself. That's his health he's playing Russian roulette with.
The same thing I had to tell myself. You tell him, Nina. You go get him, girl.
Oh, no. What?
Whoa.
Because they know that.
Do you hear my bark? That was my bark. Whoa, 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 whoa.
You know what?
That was me.
Barking in here, Julie.
That was me, Julie.
Yeah?
That's me.
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa. I think it was a dog. Woo, 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 woo. Come on. Woo, woo, woo. He doesn't like when I do that.
Wow.
He's like, quit fooling around. You're not a dog. You got a pal for me? Let me stop for a minute. Let me see what you got. The I don't know pal. Give me that one. Let me go through it real quick. I don't want it to get overwhelmed. Okay, that's it? Oh, okay, here.
No.
Okay. Oh, yes, we want this. The ESL model, yes. Okay, good. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think I have it right here. Where did I put those? Nina bought a whole bunch of those for me. The little tabs. They're blue, purple. You know those little tabs, Nina, that you bought me? Where are they?
What
did
they do?
My desk is so...
I think all the stickers that Danny was using. I don't know why. The tap these?
No, they stick on the paper. Oh!